Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, back for another podcast, and today I was watching TV, just Sunday, and I was watching TV, and I saw a commercial about UTIs, urinary tract infections, and I thought this would be a great sort of opener for talking about this subject on a podcast, because a lot of urinary tract infections happen because of sexual activity. And primarily, it happens to both men and women, but primarily it happens for women because in women, it's the urethra is like shorter, of course, because you have the penis is longer, but the urethra is shorter, so it's easier for the bacteria to get up into the urinary tract if you're jostling around down there having sex, right? So that's why women get urinary tract infections more often. And it's probably why there hasn't been a lot done to really help with urinary tract infections for women, because it's a woman's problem. And we all know that, or maybe you don't know, that most testing, medical testing that is done on men. For all of the drugs that are out there and all of the ailments that are out there, except for specific things that relate to women that are on a larger scale, they only do trials on men, like heart medicine and all that stuff. So that's why women end up having worse problems, higher death rates, because they're not focusing on specifically what women do, which women are totally different. Our biological makeup is totally different than men. We are not the same medical community. Quit only testing men. And I think a lot of drug corporations and a lot of medical corporations do that because it's cheaper to just test one sex, and because they're made up of mostly men. And, you know, that's a whole other social problem that we have, that, you know, women have not been promoted, even though women are many times, sometimes smarter in certain areas than men are. Sometimes smarter in certain professions than some men are, they don't get promoted because they're women. And they're, you know, there's a whole slew of excuses that get used for that, we all know. So we don't have a lot of representation of women in the medical community and the upper echelons or in the decision-making offices. So then the research doesn't really get done for women as much as it gets done for men, because of course they're men. They want the research done for them. They're self-centered and want it done for them. So, I mean, are we surprised? Misogyny. Anyway, not a lot of research has been done on a lot of things that affect women. So I see these things and I think, wow, you know, there's a product that this woman came out with. I guess she was getting like 8 to 10 urinary tract infections a year. I mean, that's kind of dangerous, because when you get a urinary tract infection, that's going to your bladder, that's going to your kidneys, that's going to your vital organs. That's bacteria, E. coli, whatever kind of bacteria that gets up in there inside your body, going through your body and going through your, you know, digestive, even probably, you know, just into your organs. And that's a scary thing. And the fact that it hasn't been focused on more because it's a woman's problem, more or less, is concerning. So I just want to talk to people, because for years I've known about this, because again, I talk pretty frank about sex. I always have. I always will. I think it should be an open subject. I don't think it should be a subject that you're giggling about. I don't think it's something you talk about in front of the kids a lot, but you do want to talk about it in front of your children who are over the age of maybe puberty, which usually hits around fourth or fifth grade, sometimes a little before, sometimes a little later. But if your kid's already there, if your kid's, you know, having the wet dreams, boys, or your daughter has started her menstruation, they're, you know, they could have a kid. You need to talk to them about sex, and you need to do it now, because you could have, you know, you could have adults who molest them, and there's all sorts of problems. You can have other children. I just saw a thing the other day about other children, because there are more boys and girls getting molested, that they are now molesting younger children because it's like a normal thing for them. Anyway, that we've talked about that on another podcast as well. I might have another podcast on that, because I just heard that statistic the other day, and it was very concerning to me that it's gone up. Or maybe our awareness has just gone up, but that's another subject. So the UTIs, you just need to be more aware about sex. So when you're having sex, here's the thing that I was told that is really, really important. And I think I've mentioned this on other podcasts as well. Even prostitutes do this. High-end prostitutes, or just all prostitutes, know this, or they end up with UTIs all the time. They will, particularly people who are letting you come into their apartment or their, you know, boudoir or whatever, they will take men or women who are coming as, you know, paying for their sexual act or whatever. They'll take them into the shower. They tell them to disrobe, and they tell them to get in the shower, and they make it a part of the eroticism, the erotic act that is going to be coming, or they make it an erotic act. And they make it fun, but the whole purpose, if you've ever gone to a sex worker, prostitute who is a smart one, the whole purpose of them sharing you down totally before sex, we're talking mouth, everything, they might even make you brush your teeth, which is smart, because of the bacteria in there and whatever is going to happen along the way. If they, you know, if you've paid enough to be able to do oral sex with them or whatever, they'll take you in the shower and wash down, and they will clean you, and they will clean themselves. Because one of the biggest things that happens to bring on UTIs or any kind of other infections that might happen from bacteria is E. coli. So where you know, when you haven't cleaned yourself off properly from poop or, you know, or pee, let's, you know, we'll use those words. If you haven't done that, then you get bacteria from both of those that are coming out of your body that normally the female vagina on their own without sex, normally the female vagina is a self-cleaning oven. And if you keep yourself clean enough and you're wiping yourself off properly, which when you wipe your anus, you should really be wiping that separately, and you should be wiping it from front to back. In other words, reach in and then pull back. You should not, as a woman, be wiping your anus and then pulling forward, because you're just pulling up poop and putting it in your urethra when you're doing that. It's passing and it's got bacteria in it. So the best thing to do is to actually wipe separately. Wipe your butt separately from front to back. And then, of course, you wipe the front of you where you pee from the middle to the front. So you're not mixing those two things together. So that helps to keep you from getting UTIs and just keeping yourself clean. You know, I've talked about how I take, you know, if I work out, if I do anything, if I feel unclean, I will take a shower. It's just a quick shower, and I will clean myself, my whole self, including my private parts, very well. And that will cut down on UTIs. Here during coronavirus and COVID-19, I've read many articles. I mean, people talk about not washing their hair for days, and I keep saying, that's stupid. Don't do that. Because if you don't wash your hair, not only are you leaving dirt, pollution, and bacteria and germs that you get from the air or that you get from sweating or whatever. I mean, we all perspire 100% all the time. Our bodies are constantly perspiring, which is why you need to drink water a lot, right? Because you're losing water all the time and your body's made up of 70% water. But you should be showering. I always shower in the morning and even before I go work out. When you get up in the morning, you've got all that, you know, you got grubby mouth and you have been perspiring all night. I hate to break that to people, but everybody perspires when they sleep. And, you know, it's good to go in and wash yourself off, change your underwear, change your clothes, even before you go work out. Because what are you going to do when you work out? You're going to be, you know, wearing tighter clothes, maybe spandex, whatever, when you're working out to kind of catch your sweat, right? Particularly in your bottom area. And you want something clean on. You want clean underwear and clean workout gear on. And you want to be clean. So take a little quick shower to rinse off and soap down really quick and kill all that bacteria. And then you work out. And then after you work out, you take another shower, right? And then if you do anything that's exerting, you take a shower. You change your underwear. And you don't put on the same underwear that you just worked out in, people. You don't just stick a pad in there and put that underwear on. Because there's bacteria all over that underwear now. I mean, even when you put it in your gym bag, you should have like a little plastic zip bag or something or a container that you're putting it in to keep it separate from whatever else is in your gym bag. Because you can get all that bacteria from your sweat and from your, you know, poo and pee or whatever. Sweat is basically pee. So that's coming out of your pores. Let's be honest. So you have to, you know, kind of keep that separate from everything else in your bag or else you're contaminating and getting bacteria. The minute that you get that kind of stuff on your skin, sweat or pee or poo on your bum, you are, the minute it hits the skin, bacteria starts to grow. Boom. It's growing. Or, you know, when your poo already has E. coli in it, you know, that starts to happen. So you really have to be careful about what you're doing. You have to lead a clean life or you will get UTIs and UTIs can kill you. I mean, I know that nobody ever says that, but, you know, if your bladder shuts down, your kidneys shut down, guess what happens to you, right? And then other organs that are, that, you know, your urinary tract, if that's messed up and all you have bacteria in there, it burns to pee. It hurts. You know, you may think you have a sexually transmitted disease, but you don't. You just have a UTI or you could have a sexually transmitted disease. So if that ever happens, go to the doctor. But so my point being is when, you know, a prostitute or a sex worker does that because they do it for their own safety, because they know how serious of a problem this is, they're cleaning you off because, you know, you may be the cleanest person on the face of the earth, but everybody, what's in your underwear is disgusting, okay? You have to clean off. So everybody who wants to do the spontaneous sex and, oh, it's not spontaneous, that's why I don't wear a condom. Oh, I can't take a shower before I have sex, that's not spontaneous. You're going to, you know, keep giving your partner, and men get them too. Men get them too. So, and if a woman has a UTI and you can get a UTI from a woman or you can have one because you're not keeping clean and you can give it to her, which I think that's mostly what happens. Hate to break this to you, but I think that's mostly what happens is that men have all that bacteria on their penis. They're not taking care of themselves. And that's another reason why I think you should take a shower before sex, because a lot of guys just don't care. They just don't care. They don't care about cleaning up, right? And then they want you to have sex with them and then they want you to give them oral sex. No, go hit the shower, buddy, because I'm not going down till you hit the shower, you know? And vice versa, you know, I think the same thing, women should do the same thing before anybody gives them oral sex, because he's getting that on his mouth. And then what's the first thing a lot of guys want to do? They want to come up and kiss you after they've given you oral sex. That's not a good idea. That's spreading bacteria, spreading something that could hurt you, spreading something. And it's just disgusting. Let's just be honest. So if you want to keep from spreading those kind of diseases around, I mean, the human mouth has bacteria in it. So when a guy is giving you oral sex or when a a girl is giving you oral sex, their bacteria in their mouth is now getting into your urethra. That can cause an infection. I mean, you really have to be careful. And I know it's not sexy or anything or a turn on to think about that sort of thing, but you have to be careful with this kind of stuff. The fact that there is a product out from a woman who kept getting UTIs because they didn't do what they should do is concerning. And they didn't look it up. I mean, just look it up. There's plenty of articles that talk about UTIs in medical journals, and just talk to your doctor, your gynecologist or your urologist, guys. You know, just talk to them and they'll tell you, go to Planned Parenthood if you're wondering. They're pretty open about talking about what the realities of sex are. So the fact that a product has been made for this is concerning. Now, I read an article, a Harvard medical article, and they said that the reason some women get it is the infections are usually caused by Escherichia coli. Look it up. It's a Harvard education article. It's a bacterium that lives in the intestinal system. If E. coli are carried from the rectum to the vagina, they can enter the urethra, the tube that carries urine from the bladder, and infect the bladder, right? And it can also infect your kidneys. It can get really bad. Risk factors of UTIs vary with age. Before menopause, the most common risk factors are sexual intercourse and use of spermicides. You have to be really careful. That's another reason to clean off after sex, because you've mixed all those juices up down there. Now go wash it off. It's thought that sex increases the number of bacteria in the bladder, and many experts advise women to urinate after sex. Oh, that's the other thing. You can urinate after sex to flush out the bacteria, as well as guys. It's really good to get up and urinate after sex, right? Spermicides may kill off a bacteria called lactobacilli, beneficial bacteria in the vagina, making it easier for E. coli to move in. After menopause, certain physical changes help set the stage for UTIs. Number of lactobacteria in the vagina naturally declines. The bladder also contracts less strongly than it once did, which is why you should do your Kegel exercises. Keep that contracting. Okay. Making it more difficult to empty your bladder completely. So being in shape and doing your Kegel exercises will help a lot in continuing to be able to empty your bladder. If both premenopausal and postmenopausal women, genes play a role as well. Having a mother or sister who has frequent UTIs is also a risk factor. Now, how many mothers and sisters are going to be talking to you about that? I hope they tell you, but not many will. They're not going to tell you, oh yeah, I get UTIs when I have sex with your dad. I don't know. These approaches have some evidence to support them. Drink plenty of fluids every day. Aim for about 2 to 3 liters. And I've talked about this. You should drink. There's a weight, like how much you weigh is how much you should drink in water every day. And there are plenty of calculators on the internet and apps that you can get that calculation done. But and if you work out, you sweat more, you should drink more water. They'll have you add that in. So you can calculate how much water you need for how tall and how heavy you are. Use alternate contraception that does not include a spermicide. I've always used a spermicide. You just got to clean off. You just got to be clean, right? Empty your bladder immediately following sexual intercourse. Pee. Consider vaginal estrogen therapy for most postmenopausal women, which most women are already doing that if they're going to a doctor. But if you're not, consider going to a doctor and finding out about that. And again, wipe front to back, although this has not been scientifically proven to make a difference. But, you know, yeah, antibiotics, they'll give you antibiotics. You can take a low dose of antibiotics. They list several different antibiotics in this article. And they say, but bacteria may become resistant to that antibiotic, which is the problem, right? That's why they've had to gear back on antibiotics that they give to people for just normal everyday flus and colds and things. They won't give you an antibiotic anymore because what's happening is those flus and colds are learning how to fight against that antibiotic, and then antibiotics don't work anymore. They can kill you. And back in the day, flus and colds used to kill people, right? All right, so bacteria may become resistant to antibiotic over time, and it may not be effective in treating subsequent infections. This is the area which women can experiment and find which solution works for them. There are several options if you have a prescription on hand. Take a low dose of the antibiotic or the prescription you have for 6 months or longer. So just spread it out, right? Using only after sex. Use your antibiotic only after sex. You can talk to your doctor about all these options, right? Wait until you have a UTI symptoms to take something, right? So that you're not overusing antibiotics. Then your body learns those UTI bacteria learn how to, you know, multiply in your body, and then you can't fight them off anymore, right? If you have recurrent UTIs, talk to a clinician. The two of you can come up with a plan. And it won't hurt to try these. Like many women, you may have memorized the following: wipe from front to back, urinate before sex, drink lots of water, which I have told people that drinking lots of water is good for so many things. It keeps you hydrated, it keeps you from having headaches. You know, we're 70-some% water and we sweat a lot. So you need to constantly be drinking water. And I mean water, not some sugary drink, but water. Avoid tight underpants and jeans. And this is the other subject I wanted to bring up. You know, you cannot wear your tampons or your pads for more than a few hours. You have to take them out. You have to throw them away. If you have a pad on or a diaper, like if you have incontinence, you have to change those every few hours. Because what happens is, you know, it's trying to trap wetness in. Because, you know, if you have incontinence, it's trying to keep you from peeing on yourself. Or if you are on a period, you know, you're trying to catch that blood as it's coming out of you. So, you know, you have to take those things off, because what happens is when it gets wet down there and you've got that on for longer than you should, bacteria start creating in that pad. And guess what goes up your urethra? Same thing for men. If you are wearing diapers or you're wearing some sort of pants or wearing tight biker shorts or whatever, you need to get them things off after a short period of time and change out of them. Take a shower, clean yourself off. Same for women. This is why I say you should go take a quick shower every once in a while just to clean yourself off. You get rid of all those bacteria, right? And you don't have to be overly overt about it. You know, just go in and take a normal quick shower and clean yourself off. You know, I have found it's helped me a lot. I got a urinary tract infection back when I was married, and went to the doctor. It was bad, you know, and we always took a shower before, took a shower. We were very good about keeping clean. And, you know, it was just a crazy night and we didn't do it. And guess who got a urinary tract infection? And he got one too, but he didn't get it as bad as me. Right. And I ended up going to a doctor, and he asked me if I needed, if I was allergic to penicillin. I said, no, I'm not allergic to penicillin. I've taken it in the past. So this was my ex's family doctor. His whole family went to him. And I just happened to be, I lived, you know, out of town. I didn't live in where he lived. So I was here and I went to his family doctor instead. So what's he do? He gives me something that has sulfa in it. It's a generic drug, right? It's a man-made drug, whatever. It's not natural penicillin. And I took half a pill and I had to leave work. I came home. I didn't feel good. I called my doctor. He asked me what my symptoms were, right? I thought it was related to the UTI and I was scared. He hangs up the phone, tells me not to move, not to get up, not to walk, not to do anything. He calls my husband at work, tells him, get home, don't let her walk, pick her up and carry her and take her to the car. This is just how serious it was. half a pill. I was allergic to sulfa. And what did I say to him? I could take penicillin. I ended up in the hospital for 4 days, 4 or 5 days, with tubes all in me. They were rehydrating me. It almost killed me because he gave me the wrong thing. He didn't give me the penicillin. So that's another thing that can happen to you. Somebody prescribes you the wrong drug when you have a UTI. I ended up hooked up to stuff for 5 days and almost died because of a UTI. You got to be careful, people. And I think that that's, you know, we were very careful beforehand, but we were all truly careful after that because it almost killed me. And literally my husband was like freaked out when he called him and told him all this stuff. He said, it was really hard for me to drive home and get you because I was freaking out the whole time. And I've got to carry you and put you in the car. Like, he's talking like this is going to kill you. And it almost did. So you have to be really careful. That's just how serious a UTI is. It is not something to mess around with, right? So keep yourself clean. Keep this from happening to you. I think that with the UTI and then with the allergic reaction to this sulfa, that's probably what put me there, you know, is then my body was, you know, because I was having an allergic reaction, it wasn't able to fight off the bacteria, which is why he gave me that in the first place. He should have just given me the penicillin. After that, his whole family is like, you almost killed her. Goodbye. You know, we're not going to you anymore. You need to retire. You don't know what you're doing, you know? So, yeah, it wasn't a good thing. So they tell you these suggestions are directed at flushing the bladder and keeping the E. coli from spreading into the urinary tract. Although studies have failed to show that they prevent either primary or recurrent UTIs, there's no harm in trying them. So all the suggestions are good suggestions. And I can tell you, when I've done all those things, wiped the right way, you know, from front to back, I've urinated, both of us urinated after sex, drank a lot of water and avoid, you know, tight underpants, change your clothes often. There were times when I would work out a couple times a day. I changed my outfits sometimes 3-4 times a day. I changed my underwear. I'm going to change my outfit because to me, if I feel like I need to change my underwear, it's because it needs to be done. And my pants are next to my underwear. I'm taking those off too and putting on a new and while I'm at it, I'm taking a quick shower. So I would just put on a whole new outfit. I mean, I would take everything off. So I was always really clean and I would work out. I would work out in the morning. I'd work out in the evening and I'd also walk my dogs and I'd go on bike rides and I always showered after that. But when you're having sex, think about that. You know, you guys are, you know, whether you're female and female, male and male, particularly men, because you're having anal sex when you're gay, you know, and that's why you should wear condoms. I know it's, it doesn't feel the same, but it's not good to not wear a condom. There's so many reasons. And the other thing that can happen during sex, rough sex, well, even with females, is what I was going to say, with lesbians, you know, we all need, you know, you're all messing around down there with each other, whether it's oral or, you know, or sexual organs against sexual organs, whatever you are doing, you need to be careful. You need to be clean, right? And even if you want to take wet wipes into the bedroom and wipe everything off before you have oral sex, I don't think that's a bad idea. I actually think that that is a really safe, smart thing to do. Whatever. You've got to be careful. And the other thing they said about having sex and the UTIs and everything and infections that happen in the anal canal and in the urinary tract and for men and the penis and the anal is because you're having sex that's rough. You're moving from the anal to the vagina. You're moving to different, you know, mouth to anus, mouth to vagina. You know, there's so many bacteria that are getting switched around there. And if you're having anal sex, you're cracking the skin, which, you know, is another reason to be very gentle when you're having anal sex. And that causes problems too. So there you go. Be careful when you're having sex and keep clean and that'll keep you from getting UTIs. Shower, 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 clean, clean, clean. This has been Amherst Eclectic. Take care down there. Until the next time.